made his first court appearance Tuesday. Seven formal charges filed against 22-year-old Tyler Robinson, including aggravated murder. The state to seek the death penalty. ABC's Matt Gutman in Utah.
He wasn't physically in the courtroom with the judge, but you could see that he was wearing this padded vest, and that's because he's been in what's called special watch in this jail here, which is essentially an isolation. He's being held to prevent him from harming himself or from others harming him.
A judge dismissing terrorism charges against Luigi Mangione, the suspect in the murder of UnitedHealthcare's CEO. Mangione's still going to be facing murder charges that accuse him of intentionally killing Brian Thompson, but absent that terroristic enhancement. In Milwaukee, police say six children found locked in a storage unit, the youngest just 2 months old. The children are alive. Two adults are now under arrest. This is ABC News. A United Nations report says, according to international law, Israeli forces are committing genocide in Gaza. Israel calls the report distorted and false. The State Department is offering a $5 million reward for information leading to the arrest or conviction of Juan Jose Ponce Felix, also known as El Ruso. Federal authorities say he's a Sinaloa cartel-linked drug trafficker and wanted for kidnapping, human trafficking, torture, and murder. Before he left for the UK, President Trump was asked if he thinks the Federal Reserve should remain an independent agency.
Oh, it should be, but I think they should listen to smart people like me. I think I have a better instinct than him.
Wednesday afternoon, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell will announce the board's interest rate decision. Analysts expect a rate cut, which would be the first cut this year. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum became the first female leader to preside over the country's independence celebrations in 215 years. Her message, the country will remain independent. Dave Packer, ABC News.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
Today, a high around 86, partly sunny conditions, very warm and muggy again. South to southwest winds at 4 to 8 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy and mild, a low of 62. Thursday, partly sunny, still warm and muggy, isolated showers or thunderstorms possible, and a high of 82. For Friday, 78 degrees, a slight chance of a shower. Saturday, a high of 78 with a 40% chance of a few showers or thunderstorms, and a high of 80 on Sunday with a 40% chance of scattered rain. In Richland Center, yesterday's high was 88 degrees. Today we start out after a midnight reading of 64. It is 58 degrees. That's the latest on weather. Today is Wednesday, September 17th, and it is time for us to officially begin the broadcast day.
So proudly we hailed. drove down to the ocean, left my heartache way behind. But the rain won't leave and the pain won't ease and the sun don't want to shine. So I ordered me up a killer, found a view out across the sea. I sit down in the sand, a drink in my hand, in the glass looking back at me. I got a bug in my margarita, seems bad, love won't leave me alone. I got a woman I'm trying to drink away, and I got a long, long way to go. Yeah, I got a long, long way to go. Knocked him down. Well, I asked him how he's doing. He stared at me confused and said, hey, ain't you looked around? He said the rain won't leave and the pain won't ease and the sun don't want to shine. And there's something in the bottom of this drink I just got and it don't look like a worm to me. I got a bug in my margarita. Seems bad, luck won't leave me alone. I got a woman I'm trying to drink away, and I got a long, long way to go. Yeah, I got a long, long way to go. All this good. Song. I got a bug in my margarita. Seems bad, love won't leave me alone. I got a woman I'm trying to drink away, and I got a long, long way to go. Yeah, I got a bug in my margarita. Seems bad, love won't leave me alone. I got a woman I'm trying to drink away, and I've got a long, long way to go. Yeah, I got a bug in my margarita. Seems bad, luck won't leave me alone. I got a woman I'm trying to drink away, and I got a long, long way to go. Yeah, I got a long, long way to go.
Alan Jackson on WRCO. Prior to that, Faith Hill doing the honors for our national anthem. Good morning, friends. Phil Nee with you today. It seems like I never left. Right. We had a volleyball match go a long, long time last night to nearly 10 o'clock. So not a lot of turnaround there. That's all right. Yeah, it's 'tis the season. We are into a sports season and lots of excitement there last night. So a match won by Platteville in five sets over Richland Center. The Brewers won last night. We'll check out sports scores in about 10 minutes or so. At WRCO right now, this is Buddy Jewell and One Step at a Time on a middle of the week Wednesday get together.
I'm a man. An angel.
I've been humbled by the glory and the power of His love. When I've stumbled and I've fallen, He's been there to pick me up. In the face of all temptation, been the strength to stand my ground. Wrapped in His sweet salvation, I know I'm glory bound. I'm a angel. Oh, I've got no wings to fly, but I'll make it up to heaven one step at a time. I've
cried tears of jealous sorrow. I have tasted bitter wine, lost faith in my tomorrows, and I've cursed the hands of time. I've wandered through the darkness, surrendered to my doubts. I've been so close to hell, I could hear the devil shout. I'm a man, I'm not an angel. Oh, I've got no wings to fly, but I'll make it up to heaven, one step at a time. Clouds have parted, and I lie face to face with death. I won't fear the darkness in the grasp of my last breath. I'll climb that mighty stairway that leads to heaven's gate. The surrender of my soul will be my final leap of faith. I'm a man, I'm not an angel. Oh, I've got no wings to fly, but I'll make it up to heaven. One step at a time, one step at a time. I said one step at a time. I'm a man, I'm not an angel. Oh, I'm a man, I'm not an angel.
Today, community calendar reminders, the top one from our area, an American Red Cross blood drive will be held at Richland Center Community Center from 11:30 until 5:30 today. For an appointment, call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org. That's going on today. There's also one in Dodgeville, Red Cross Blood Drive at Dodgeville High School from 11 until 4. Letting you know from the Light in the Milk House show today. Here are the Statler Brothers.
Passed me by one summer day, flashed those big brown eyes my way, and oh, I wanted you forevermore. I'm not one that gets around, swear my feet stuck to the ground, though I never did need you before.
I said hello, Mary Lou, goodbye heart.
Goodbye heart. Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you.
I'm in love with Mary Lou.
I knew Mary Lou
that
we'd never part. So hello, Mary Lou, goodbye heart. I saw your lips, I heard your voice. Believe me, I just had no choice. Wild horses couldn't make me stay away.
I thought about a moonlit night, arms around you good and tight, and that's all I need to see for me to say. I said hello, Mary Lou, goodbye heart.
Goodbye heart, sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you.
I'm in love with Mary Lou.
I knew Mary Lou
that
we'd never part. So hello, Mary Lou, goodbye heart.
When you say you're going steady with nobody else but me, I believe what you say. When and you say you don't kiss nobody else but me. I believe, do believe, I believe, yeah, believe pretty baby. Believe you're going steady with nobody else but me. Well, there's one thing, baby, that I want you to know. When you're rocking with me, don't rock too slow. Move on and get toe-to-toe. We're gonna rock till we can't rock no more. I believe, do believe, I believe, yeah, believe pretty, baby. Believe you're going steady with nobody else but me.
Well, let's dig it now.
Well, I believe what you say when you say you don't miss nobody else but me. I believe what you say when you say you don't kiss nobody else but me. I believe, do believe, I believe, yeah, believe pretty baby. Believe you're going steady with nobody else but me. Kiss me, baby, then you roll your eyes. I get a funny feeling that I'm hypnotized. Chills run all up and down my spine. Tell everybody that you're mine, all mine. I believe, do believe, yeah, believe. Oh, believe pretty, baby. Believe you're going steady with nobody else but me. Oh, yeah.
Believe what you say. That's Ricky Nelson on the Light in the Milk House show today.
Wake up, smell the coffee, and flip on the Milk House light. Brought to you by local favorite Brouhaha.
Don't miss the Saturday night party at the 94th annual Viola Horse and Colt Show. After a full day of pulls and parades, the Tim Daniels Band keeps the fun going. Supported by Osborne Stump Removal, Cardinal Glass CG, Griffless Area, and Burnham Lumber. Learn more at ViolaHorseAndColtShow.com.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
We can't change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Darren Klingman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It's our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
If you're looking for that perfect gift or something special to brighten up your home, look no further than TriStar Gifts and More, located at 1651 U.S. Highway 14 East next to Dunkin' Donuts in Richland Center. They offer a friendly atmosphere filled with adorable, funny, and unique items. From beautiful candles to stunning metal art, TriStar Gifts has something for everyone. Visit them today or call 383-1280 for more information. TriStar Gifts and More, your one-stop shop for home decor and gifts for any occasion.
Elevate your fitness game with SUPPZ. That's SUPPZ.
SUPPZ.
SUPPZ, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff,
just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the SUPPZ difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., SUPPZ.
Venamore.
At Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center, kids learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where children from 6 weeks to 12 years old can explore, grow, and thrive. They're now enrolling, so if you're looking for a safe, engaging place where your child can shine, call Sunshine and Giggles at 649-5501 today. Sunshine and Giggles, where learning is always full of smiles.
Schmidt Woodland Hills Transitional Care Unit provides services for people requiring skilled care after surgery or an illness. Physical, occupational, and speech therapies are available 5 days a week to help clients recover quickly. Our partnership with Aegis Therapies provides quality care and a commitment to your quality of life. We'll develop a plan that fits your rehabilitation goals. When you or a loved one are in need of rehabilitation services, consider Schmidt Woodland Hills and Aegis Therapies. Call 647-8931 today.
An update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. High school volleyball last night, Platteville defeated Richland Center in 5 games. The final one, 15-13, and thus Platteville wins to stay unbeaten in the conference. It was Ithaca with a 3-1 win over North Crawford last night. Seneca 3-0 over Kickapoo, and DeSoto swept Weston. Cuba City got the win against Fenimore, final score 3-2. Also, River Valley swept Lancaster 3-0, and Dodgeville, a winner by sweep, over Prairie du Chien. Hillsboro 3-1 over New Lisbon. Mineral Point 3-2 over Southwestern. Waseca Steuben beat Lafarge Youth Initiative 3-0. In high school soccer, it was Platteville Lancaster 6-2 over Richland Center. Reedsburg 5-0 shutout winners over Portage Poinette. All-star Freddy Peralta allowed 2 hits, struck out 10, and won his National League leading 17th game. Christian Yelich hit his 29th homer and drove in 3 runs. The Brewers beat the Angels 9-2 last night. Peralta extended his career high in wins and tied the Yankees' Max Fried for tops in the majors in victories. Peralta also tied the franchise record set by Zach Davies in 2017. In other action from the majors last night, Cubs won again 4-1 over Pittsburgh, Atlanta 6 and Washington 3. Also, Atlanta was a 5-0 winner in the nightcap. It was the Mets 8, San Diego 3, St. Louis 3-0 over Cincinnati, Miami 6, Colorado 5, Arizona 6-5 over San Francisco, and Philadelphia a 9-6 win against the Dodgers. In the American League, Athletics 2, Boston 1, Cleveland 7-5 over Detroit, Toronto 6, Tampa Bay 5, Seattle 12, Kansas City 5, Yankees 10, Minnesota 9, it was Baltimore 8, the White Sox 7, Houston 6-5 over Texas. From the WNBA, Indiana over Atlanta 77-60, and Seattle 86, Las Vegas 83. And that is an update on sports.
TC Auto Works in Richland Center is your one-stop shop for vehicle sales and service. From oil changes to brakes, engine to transmission repair, they'll get you back on the road. Title Works provides accurate, efficient, and confidential real estate title services to the greater Richland County area and is proud to support our local youth. And WCCU Credit Union offers competitive savings rates and low-interest loans, helping you build a better life. Member NCUA.
The aerobic polka is percolating. It is sponsored by Supps Gym.
Elevate your fitness game with Supps. That's S-U-P-P-Z.
S-U-P-P-Z.
Supps, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff,
just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the Supps difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Supps.
Fenimore.
It's going to be warm and muggy later today, especially highs of 86 degrees. So we better get that aerobic polka in early today. If you're ready, here we go. A one and a two and here we go. Well, that was a hot one this morning. The Tavern in the Town, Hot Time in the Old Town Tonight medley. Played by Lawrence Welk and Myron Florin on the old Light the Milk House show. I recall one day walking into my mom's house and there was a slip of paper laying there on the counter. And I looked at it and it said Myron Florin. I said, well, what is that? And she said, oh, I have Myron Florin's autograph. How did you get that? Well, she said one of her friends had gone to see the show and gotten her an autograph. So who knew? My mother was a big fan club member of Myron Florin. Coming up, our farm news and market update right here. Cow Show today. We're headed toward 86 degrees. It'll be partly sunny, very warm and muggy today. 62 tonight. 82, a little bit cooler tomorrow, but isolated showers possible as early as Thursday. Right now in Richland Center, it is 59 degrees at 5:30.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
I'm Brent Barnett on Brownfield, the one that started it all, the one that still turns heads, the one to count on when every bushel counts. Plant the 100th season of Pioneer. Specialty crop leaders are calling for strong research investments and expanded risk management options in a new farm bill. During a Senate Ag Committee hearing on Tuesday, Michigan Department of Agriculture Director Tim Boring said support of the specialty crop sector has never been more needed.
These days, instead of growing their operations, many farmers are debating if they can stay in business. Whether it's due to trade uncertainty, rising input costs, climate variability, labor constraints, threats of pest and disease, Many specialty crops in this country are either harder to grow, more difficult to get to markets, or challenging as ever to reach the consumer.
France Wholesale Nursery President Michael France said crop insurance programs do not work for farmers with a diverse mix of plantings.
So we could have a crippling frost that, say, would take out a third of our nursery, all our citrus, but it wouldn't affect the frost-hardy plants. And so we're not eligible to receive payment.
Ohio farmers are concerned late-season drought conditions could limit top-end yield potential. Brownfield's Aaron Anderson reports from the Farm Science Review in London, Ohio.
Central Ohio farmer Michael Valerie says a majority of the state remains abnormally dry.
The last good rain we got was July the 28th, and so my biggest concern is that may have cut some of the bushels that we really needed just to get close to break even, much less making money this year.
Northwest Ohio farmer Steve Reinhardt says his operation is about 10 days away from starting harvest.
I think we're still going to have good yields. Our double crop soybeans, we think we have a lot of potential for those, but we still need to get one more rain to get them finished.
Both farmers say although the drought isn't as severe as 2024, uncertainty remains about its impact to their bottom line. From the Farm Science Review in London, Ohio, I'm Erin Anderson for Brownfield.
The U.S. Senate is expected to consider the nominations of three USDA undersecretaries awaiting approval later this week. The nominees include Dudley Hoskins as Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs, Scott Hutchins as Undersecretary for Research, Education, and Economics, and Richard Fordyce, Undersecretary of Farm Production and Conservation. The Senate recently changed the rules to advance presidential nominees in groups to help speed up the confirmation process. The Senate is expected to vote on a batch of 48 nominees on Thursday. The past president of National Sorghum Producers says China's approval of Brazilian sorghum imports could be devastating for the industry. Craig Meeker tells Brownfield that growers are already at a competitive disadvantage. More news online at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Brent Barnett.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah! Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family's been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. We think you'll crack a smile when the combine rolls. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Did you know we carry Lube King oil and lubricants? We carry diesel or gasoline motor oils, two different types of gear lubricants, transmission fluid, and hydraulic fluid in different weights for all of your equipment. All of these are in 2 gallon jugs and the universal hydraulic oil is in 5 gallon buckets. So stop in at our Richland Center store or Muscadet for all these and all these other great products, and as always, we do appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Another quiet day for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs into the day mixed. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity was quiet again Tuesday. Bids nor asking prices surfaced. Significant trade volume isn't expected to develop until later in the week, and it could very likely be at lower prices. At the Tri-State Livestock Auction in Nebraska, steers weighing less than 600 pounds were $10 to $20 higher. Steers weighing more than 600 pounds were $9 to $12 lower. Heifers weighing less than 600 pounds were steady to $11 higher. And heifers weighing more than 700 pounds were $2 to $9 lower. The USDA says demand was good to moderate, with a nice selection on offer. Medium and large one feeder steers, 509 to 546 pounds, brought $470 to $493. Feeder steer, 650 to 654 pounds, brought $407 to $413. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 767 to 777 pounds, brought $342 to $350. Boxed beef closed sharply lower with light demand for heavy offerings. Choice was down $5.91 at $392.62. Select was $5.63 lower at $373.17. Estimated cattle slaughter was 121,000 head, up 3,000 on the week and down more than 5,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed mixed with a huge negotiated run. Processors were able to move big numbers Tuesday without having to get too aggressive in their procurement efforts. Globally, demand for U.S. pork has been relatively strong despite a significant decline in China's purchases. Barrels and yields at the National Daily Direct were up 42 cents with a weighted average of 106.29. The Iowa Minnesota was 45 cents lower with a weighted average of 106.20. The Western Corn Belt down 19 cents with a weighted average of 106.36. Pork values closed lower, down $1.79 at 112.28. Across the board, primals were lower and sharply lower, and estimated hog slaughter was 488,000 head, up 6,000 on the week and up nearly 11,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were lower on profit-taking and ahead of the week's business and Friday's on feed numbers, and lean hog futures ended the day mixed on spread trade. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, McKenna Martin from Darlington High School, for her commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
McKenna plays on the golf team and enjoys the constant challenge of the sport. She's involved in 4-H, FFA, among other organizations. And when she's not busy with that, she's helping on the family farm.
Farming has taught me a lot of things. That hard work is one of the best things you can do.
There's times when her friends are kicking back and relaxing, going to movies, but McKenna said she's not feeling sorry for herself.
I do my best to get stuff done before I even go out. Like, I do all the chores, but it really doesn't bother me.
She plans to study physical or occupational therapy in college, picking that career path based on experience.
I was a kid that was in physical therapy a lot for my leg issues. I want to help people get back to their normal living, and how to help them accomplish that quickly is to help them get back to their normal life.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Direct cattle markets were quiet Tuesday. Butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits with MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn are both up on short covering. November beans were 7 higher at 10.49 and 3 quarters. January was up 7.5 at 10.69 and a quarter. December corn was 6 and a quarter higher at 4.29 and a half, and March was up 6 at 4.47. Live and feeder cattle were pressured by profit-taking and the lower midday move in beef. October live was down $1.15 at $233.45. December was $1.12 lower at $235.15. October feeders were down $20 at $354.30. And hogs were mixed on spread trade and questions about sustained domestic and export demand. October lean was $15 lower at $97.37. December was down $62 at $88.22. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Starting a three-part series on agriculture's role in energy production today on Farm to Fork. 4 months ago, I began airing a message about the possibility that the dozen regional centers for agricultural safety and health were at risk of closing because of funding cuts. I've now learned that those funds will not be shut off and that the centers may continue operating. One center representative said, quote, "We are convinced that media visibility and support helped turn the tide." So, let's pick up where I left off with our 2025 Farm Safety and Health campaign. When I was a kid growing up on the farm long, long ago, I never gave a thought to the potential risks involved in some of the work I was doing. Looking back, it's a miracle I survived. If your children are doing farm work, make sure they know how to do that work safely. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. American farms use energy, but many also help produce energy. That's a concept that Marty Matlock of the University of Arkansas says needs serious attention.
Energy costs are a major risk factor that leads to failure of the enterprise. The ability to control energy costs by bringing the means of production of energy in-house is a major resiliency strategy. One of the variable costs that most of our producers struggle with, one of the high variable costs of production, is energy.
Matlock says there are multiple ways of producing energy on a farm: growing crops for biofuels, capturing methane for natural gas and electricity production, and installing solar or wind power generation.
We are strongly supportive of on-farm energy production as a means of increasing the resiliency of our producers' enterprises, because there's so many things we can't control.
And says Matlock, now may be the right time to do this.
We've seen more Chapter 12 bankruptcies so far this year than we have since 2017, and just looking like it's going to get worse.
Tomorrow, what the ethanol business looks like these days. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange, a family-owned auction business, hosts the area's premier feeder cattle sale every Friday morning at 9. This week's sale is all beef and new crop yearling cattle only, featuring red-hided cattle and accepting all breeds of beef. No Holsteins at this auction. Bloomington Livestock attracts buyers and sellers from all across the country. Remember, slaughter cattle sales are every Tuesday morning at 8:30. For more information on all sales, visit BloomingtonLivestock.com or call them at 608-994.
I'm Nicole Heslop with Brownfield's Dairy Update. The road to Madison starts with you. The dairy industry meets in Madison, Wisconsin, September 30th through October 3rd. Map your trip today at worlddairyexpo.com. The Nebraska Department of Agriculture and USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service have confirmed the state's first case of highly pathogenic avian influenza in a dairy herd. The National Veterinary Services Laboratory confirmed that the strain of the virus is similar to cases in California. According to the CDC, a multi-state outbreak was first confirmed in late March. The Global Dairy Trade Index in New Zealand on Tuesday posted slight losses, down 0.8%. Mozzarella led the categories lower, down 9.6%, followed by anhydrous milk fat. Cheddar sales posted the only gain, up 2.2%. And USDA has announced $1 billion in disaster recovery assistance for livestock producers impacted by flood and wildfires. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins tells Brownfield the funding is available through the Emergency Livestock Relief Program for 2023 and 2024 flood and wildfire.
This $1 billion will help producers offset increased supplemental feed costs. But what makes this one different is I believe this is the first time in USDA history that we're going to recognize losses beyond just grazing. For example, for our dairy producers, that's a really, really big deal.
Cash dairy prices were mixed Tuesday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, pressured somewhat by declining global prices. Dry whey was unchanged at 60¼ cents, blocks up a penny at $1.62¾, barrels unchanged at $1.61¼, butter down 5 cents at $1.77, and non-fat dry milk down 2 cents at $1.14. I'm Nicole Heslop with Brownfield.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family's been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. We think you'll crack a smile when the combine rolls. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
Harvest more savings with Case IH Genuine Parts at Johnson Tractor. Get 5% back when you spend $1,000 or more on OEM lubricants and filters with your Productivity Plus account, plus $100 off harvesting kits and camera systems for every $1,000 spent. New customers earn a $50 statement credit after $500 in purchases and enjoy no interest, no payments for 90 days on qualifying Case IH parts. Count on Case IH Genuine Parts only at Johnson Tractor.
Johnson Tractor, from land to lawn.
A high today expected to reach around 86 degrees, partly sunny, very warm and muggy. Tonight, partly cloudy and mild, a low of 62. Thursday, partly sunny, still warm and muggy, an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible, and a high of 82. And Friday, 78, with a slight chance of a shower. Right now in Richland Center, we're at 59. We're up one from the overnight low temperature. Discover Boscobel, Wisconsin's ultimate outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce welcomes you to visit soon. Bob's Auto Body collision specialists excel in complete collision repair, precise paint matching, and expert restoration. Call them at 375-4434 today. Your hometown A&W serves up juicy burgers, cheesy curds, and classic root beer floats. Grab a double cheeseburger combo for just $8.99. Come for the flavors, stay for the memories. The Paisley Star Quilt Shop and Country Depot has everything you need for quilting, gifts, and decor. Follow the Paisley Star on Facebook and visit them on Highway 61. And Newsom Building Supply in Boscobel is your small town yard where service matters. From new construction to remodeling, let Newsom Building Supply in Boscobel help you with free estimates.
We will get the latest take on weather with Tony in just a little bit here today. Good morning on a Wednesday, September 17th. Here's Dale Watson and the Jordanaires.
He's in the jailhouse now.
He's in the jailhouse now.
He's in the jailhouse now.
I told him once or twice, quit playing cards and shooting dice. He's in the jailhouse now. Well, I had a friend named Ramblin' Bob. He used to steal, gamble, and rob. He thought he was the smartest guy in town. But I found out last Monday that Bob got locked up Sunday. They got him in the jailhouse way downtown. He's in the jailhouse now.
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 I told him once or twice, quit playing cards and shooting dice. He's in the jailhouse now.
Oh, yeah.
I met a pretty little girl named Susie. I told her I was the swellest man around. And she started in spending my money, started in calling me honey. We took in every honky-tonk in town. We're in the jailhouse now.
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 They told us once or twice, quit playing cards and shooting knives. We're in the jailhouse now.
I'm not looking for a sweetheart, just a gentle lady friend. Someone I can softly turn to when I need to now and then. When my head gets kinda tangled and my soul is lying bare, I reach over in the corner of my life and I find you waiting. You're a number I can phone. You're a letter I can write. You're my water when I'm thirsty. in the middle of the night. You're a warm and tender body. You're a woman, not a wife. And just knowing you has brightened the corner of my life. There's a special kind of feeling when we're simply touching hands. There's a special kind of comfort knowing someone understands. I'm no knight in shining armor. I'll never carry you away. But you're filling up the corner of my life in the nicest kind of way. You're a number I can phone. You're a letter I can write. You're my water when I'm thirsty in the middle of the night. You're a warm and tender body. You're a woman, not a wife. And just knowing you has brightened the corner of my life. I can't count the ways you've brightened all the corners of my life.
Before the cows are up, we are. Powered by Brouhaha. It's the Light in the Milk House Show on WRCO.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. We've heard this for decades now, but what does that really mean? It's much more than a tagline or a catchy jingle. It's the very fiber of our existence. Being like a good neighbor is not about competing with the other guys. It's about being different. Distancing ourselves from the constant categories of cheap and quick, because what we do deserves more. Who we serve deserves more. At Julie Karen State Farm, we serve our customers and community with pride and privilege. For that, we are forever grateful. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Law Group. You know what I hate about lawyers? They upsell you to an expensive trust. Most people do not need a trust, but lawyers love to sell them because they're complex and expensive. I like simple estate planning documents that you can understand, that give you control over your property, and that are much cheaper than a trust. I hate unnecessary trusts, but I love making our clients happy. Wilkinson Law Group, estate planning, real estate services, and good honest advice. More info at WilkinsonLawGroup.com.
Hello, this is Brian from Walsh's. Stop in at Ace Hardware for red hot deals, good through September 30th. Stay prepared with Ace Motor Oil 1 quart, $3.49, or tackle any job with Warner 6-foot fiberglass stepladder, $99.99. And don't miss Rubbermaid Roughneck 32-gallon trash can, $26.99, to keep your garage or your yard clean and organized. Ace Hardware, your one-stop shop for red hot savings, but only until September 30th. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Happening this Saturday, September 20th at 10 a.m., auction specialist Mineral Point LLC presents a huge auction at 135 Commercial Avenue, downtown Lone Rock. Lunch and restrooms will be available on the grounds. Here are some of the highlights. Tractors and equipment. A Ford 8N gas tractor with 3-point Farmall A project tractor, one bottom plow, a Speedco 25-ton hydraulic wood splitter, and an Ultimax 4-wheel mobility scooter with charger. Shop tools and equipment. Generac air compressor, large wood lathe, welders, heaters, Honda water pump, generators, panel saw, ground compactor, and more. Building materials, over 160 new 2x10 boards, rough sawn oak lumber, insulation, windows, doors, roofing, siding, trim, electrical supplies, plumbing, ductwork, shelving, skylights, and plenty more to round out the day. Don't miss it. Tractors, tools, building materials, and bargains galore. That's this Saturday at 10 a.m. downtown Lone Rock. Brought to you by Auction Specialists and Mineral Point LLC.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it's another mild and summer-like start to our day here across the region. Pretty quiet as well. Just one isolated shower showing up over northern Iowa. Otherwise, most of the surrounding region is dry. Now, there will be a small chance of a shower, thunderstorm popping up from time to time today through tomorrow with a weak front stretching out of the plains up through Wisconsin. That system will strengthen, get more organized as we get into the weekend, so scattered shower chances increasing. And some of the heaviest rain may come through the area Monday into Monday night, so we'll keep an eye on that. Current expectation is that we should see up to an inch of rain at least through Monday night, and then that'll be followed by some cooler temperatures for the mid portion of next week. The forecast for today, partly sunny, very warm for this time of the year, with a high of 86. Of course, the average high is closer to 70. It'll be a bit muggy as well, with south-southwest winds at 4 to 8 miles an hour. Partly cloudy and mild tonight, low at 62. Tomorrow, partly sunny, still warm and muggy. Some isolated showers or thunderstorms are possible. High temperature in the low 80s. Wind out of the east-southeast between 4 and 8. Still a small chance of a shower tomorrow night, otherwise partly cloudy, low at 59. For Friday, partly sunny, somewhat cooler with a slight chance of a shower, high temperature about 78. Going into Saturday, mixed skies with a 40% chance of a few showers and storms, low 57, high 78. Sunday should be a humid day with variably cloudy skies, 40% chance of scattered showers and storms, high temperature close to 80. Monday sun breaks and muggy, a chance of a scattered storm during the day, but they could become more widespread at night, high 80. Tuesday perhaps a light shower early, then partly sunny and cooler, high 72. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Currently in Richland Center, it is 58 degrees. Looking at yesterday's stats, 88 was the high. The record high, 92, was established in 1955. Also, record low for this day, 32 in 1966. Last year's high was 88, and the low, 52. Sunset time will be at 8 minutes after 7 tonight. Sunrise time, 6:44 for this morning. Right now, the air is calm, and the barometer is at 30.05. That's steady from earlier. No precipitation today. Following the midnight reading of 64, we're at 58 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank.
Learn more at RichlandCountyBank.com.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is news time at 6 o'clock, sponsored by Richland Mobile Mart, the West Side Handy Stop. By the Homesteader Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions, and services delivered with integrity. And also sponsored by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support. From field to finish, they've got you covered. It is 58 degrees at 6 o'clock.
You may have thought that compact tractors are too expensive. Well, LS Tractors offering 0% for 72 months. Subcompact tractors.